Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. You might hear a lot of noise in the background, and that's because I'm on a plane. I'm on a very, very big plane, full of hundreds of people. And guess where we're going? We're going to Eretz Yisrael. This plane is heading from Boston, Massachusetts, to Eretz Yisrael. Now, did I buy a two-way ticket? I did. Because according to nature, I'm going for a 9-day trip. But of course, we hope and we pray and we trust that this will not be a two-way trip. It'll be a one-way trip. And I will go to Eretz Yisrael, and I will stay there, and Mashiach will come immediately, and all Yidden will come to Eretz Yisrael. As the pasuk says, that Yidden will fly to Eretz Yisrael on the wings of eagles. And actually, not only is a plane kind of like an eagle, but there are some big planes that the pilots actually refer to them as eagles. That's the nickname for that particular type of big plane. And many, many Yidden have actually taken such planes from all different countries, from Yemen and other places, Morocco, and of course the United States, and come to Eretz Yisrael on these huge planes. And therefore, the fact that now there are millions and millions of Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, there are more Yidden in Eretz Yisrael now than there have been for thousands of years. And not only that, but if I'm not mistaken, there are more Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael than in any other single country, I believe. So we are very, very close to the Gula. And of course, we want the Gula to come immediately, and I shouldn't have to come back the other way to Boston and back to Cincinnati. But in the meantime, I want to tell you a story about a tzaddik living in Eretz Yisrael. Now, we know that the Baal Shem Tov tried on several occasions to get to Eretz Yisrael because he had a tradition that if he and the Or HaChaim would meet up, Geula would come. The Or HaChaim was a great tzaddik who lived in Eretz Yisrael at the same time that the Baal Shem Tov was living in Mezhebush in Europe. And there was such a tradition that if they would meet, that Geula would come. And so the Baal Shem Tov did try several times. Unfortunately, it was not successful. I believe I told one or two of those stories already. But this time I want to tell a story about a tzaddik who was living in Eretz Yisrael. And I'm sorry, but I forget his name. But he was a tzaddik, and he had chassidim. He was a rebbe, and he had chassidim. At one time, it happened, he must have lived around the late 1700s or so, or maybe early 1800s, and he was one of the chassidim, one of the tzaddikim that left Europe and went to Eretz Yisrael and started settlements, which today, of course, have grown tremendously. But in any case, one time, a Yid came to this tzaddik, all excited. He said, "Rebbe, Rebbe, there is somebody standing on Har Zeisim, and he's saying that Mashiach has come." He's saying Mashiach has come, and everybody's getting excited. In fact, he's blowing a shofar. He's blowing a shofar and telling everybody that the Geula is here, the Geula is here. The tzaddik immediately went to the window, and he opened the window. He stuck out his head, and he sniffed the air. And he said, "No, I'm sorry. Geula has not come." Now, why did he have to go to the window and sniff the air? Why couldn't he have sniffed the air inside the room? This tzaddik was a person that obviously was able to tell if Geula had come or not. Just by sniffing the air, he was able to somehow sniff Geula. But why did he have to go to the window? The answer is that that tzaddik was so holy that within that room, it was like the Geula already had arrived. In the tzaddik's own room, it was Geula. Only that outside of the tzaddik's room, it was still Geulus. And that's why he had to stick his head out. Now, we have a similar situation today. If we all went to Eretz Yisrael, would Geula come? I don't know. The Rebbe tells us we have many of us shlichus in our places. However, the Rebbe did say that he's done everything that he could do to bring Mashiach, and now it's up to us. And that's also a kind of a partnership. Just like the Baal Shem Tov wanted to make a partnership with the Or HaChaim to bring Geula, the Rebbe is making a partnership with us. He's saying he has done his part, and now we have to do our part. As the Rebbe put it, do everything that you can do with the wildest koiches, the wildest powers, but in an organized way, in a pseudo organized way. Take the most powerful, wildly powerful powers, but use them in a very orderly way. And this way, by adding a Torah and mitzvahs, learning more in Nigla and in Chassidus, all kinds of topics of the Torah, and especially about Mashiach and Geula, by adding in goodness and kindness, more mitzvahs, and doing more mitzvahs more beautifully, this will surely bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More in the Air. May we all meet soon in Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach Tzidkenu.